as time goes on, you have to adjust.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do all the things you used to. There are things new that you shouldn't try.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
Well, because of that, you can hurt yourself.
And especially the parts you need.
But also because you may look really dumb trying things of a certain age. But there are some activities, it seems, or at least being argued now.
Yeah.
There is no time limit. Whether you are 18 or 80, you look the same kind of cool doing this. In a fight Kimmy is having to keep her dad out of this sport, maybe one that even at his age, he'll look pretty badass doing. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Kimmy, you and your family have had a problem with your dad wanting to try something new.
Yeah, his new kick was he wanted to essentially try snowboarding. And not like take lessons, but just straight up get on a snowboard and get to it.
Okay. But that's kind of his lifestyle.
He's got the mustache for it. Well, he likes doing physical stuff.
He does,
and he's an adventurous guy.
But he's not like, he's never been on a skateboard. He probably hasn't skied.
Hold on,
like,
your old man's been on a skateboard. You weren't around when he was a kid.
I'm telling you, we had skateboards. My brother and I would go down the driveway. I've never seen him step foot on a skateboard.
It's after you went to bed, he kept trying to qualify for the X Games.
But he hasn't skied in probably like 30, 40 years.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, but he's ready.
He's not like an extreme sports. He's never been an extreme sports kind of guy. So this would be very new for him.
Okay. So we talked about this a couple of months ago and your concern and how your entire family was doing everything you could to sway your dad
away
from
it. Tough thing to learn in your 60s.
Okay. And like we took calls from people, some that were saying, let him do his thing. Other guys that had severely hurt themselves as they got older snowboarding. Gotcha. Now, Kimmy, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Injury risk, totally understand.
Right.
But there could be a problem here.
What's the problem?
Well, over the weekend, somebody must have heard, gone back to WCMF.com, where you can, by the way, find every part of our show we've ever done, WCMF.com in the podcast section, because all of a sudden, this topic comes up from Jack, who writes us on Twitter.
What's Jack's problem?
Jack writes, Kimmy should just let her dad snowboard or ski. If he's athletic, he can pick it up. Plus, it's one of those things that makes you look cool, whether you're a teenager or an old man. Now, his argument for Kimmy's dad's safety aside.
Yeah.
Do you look cool no matter what age if you're snowboarding?
I think there's a difference there. Because it's different when you're learning to do that thing at 60 than if you're somebody that's done this their whole life and you're already a pro at it. You
okay,
know what I mean?
I understand.
Like, if you're learning the hobby for the first time, you're not going to look as cool as if you're somebody that's just already, it's second nature to you.
Okay, but let's even talk about your dad and all the snow gear at his age, helmet on, goggles up on top, walking up.
If he gets good at it,
no,
sure.
I'm saying even before he gets on the hill. I mean, just him in that get-up, even looking like an old guy, with all due respect to Kimmy's dad.
I know you're saying you look
pretty
cool
looking. You can't say he doesn't look cool.
Until you think he'd get laid.
Until you take a tumble.
Yeah. Well, yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I think
then you're a big pile of dead dumbass.
Yeah, so I think like you actually have to be good at the the sport or hobby or whatever to make it look cool if you're an older guy.
Okay, but no, I disagree with you, and here's why. Right. Not every sport gives you an automatic, I look cool no matter what my age. For example, if you go to the Y and you see a 70-year-old guy walking into the gym to play basketball and he's wearing rec specs and knee pads to play pickup lunchtime, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
Same for the 68-year-old guy you see getting out of his car, two knee braces, T-shirt that's too tight to go play softball on a Tuesday night in Webster.
But those are standards.
But that's what I mean. Even walking out of the car, whether or not you know they can play, they don't look cool. Mm. That's the difference here. Just the idea that he's going to try it, I think, makes him look cool.
Well, it's a sexier sport.
I don't think trying it makes you look cool. I think it does the opposite.
I feel like you're biased because you really don't want your dad to snowboard right now.
No, no. I'm thinking, like, you, because here's the thing. Like, I can say that a guy in his 60s snowboarding would look cool if he was good at
it. Okay.
If he looked like he was a pro. A guy hopping on a skateboard in his 60s to go down the street or go wherever he's going looks cool. And a guy just learning it for the first time is not going to look cool.
All right.
He's going to just look like he's struggling and in pain.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. What are the ageless cool hobbies, whether you are 18, whether you are 80, and everywhere in between? If you do it, no matter your age, you look cool
as a sport. Okay,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to think of anything guys do it well, like when they do it, it makes the news when they're old, and it's skydiving.
Wait, that's cool?
It looks pretty badass.
Well, it's about as badass as it gets, man. Like, when somebody does it of age, it's always in the news. Like, 80-plus skydiver, and some of those guys do it for the first time. You see them old grannies doing it, too, once in a while.
Yeah, but with all due respect, I would argue you don't need any skill to skydive.
Well, you need balls.
Yeah. You're just falling out of the sky.
But you got to be a thrill-seeking person.
That's about as ballsy as it gets. But so I would say, if I saw a guy, like, with that backpack, you know, walking out to a plane, and he's my age, I'm going, man, that dude's got some nuts.
No, but it's funny. Like, you're just meeting God a little earlier if it goes wrong. Like, I mean, like, the older
but
you get.
But you're also scared of heights.
I am terrified of heights, but here's the thing. All right, the older people get, the less impressed I am by them skydiving, because
really? It's
like leaving work at 10 in the morning versus leaving work at 4:45. You're just shaving 15 minutes off the day, worst case scenario.
What about, like, those hang gliding guys that do all that stuff? Like,
what,
they run out the side of the mountain.
The air?
Like,
anything?
When they run out the side of the mountain, it's like a glider.
At 80?
That does flying squirrel-looking guys. Just
about
a hang glider.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be pretty badass seeing an 80-year-old do that.
So you think an 80-year-old hang gliding would be cool?
I mean, I couldn't do it.
So your dad taking up hang gliding, you're cool with that?
Listen, I'm not cool with it, but he's going to look cool doing it.
So what about there's people around here that get off doing like some like cliff diving around here, like into the lake.
Okay.
Like, you know, it's like 30, 40 feet up. They'll climb up these things and jump off into the lake. They've probably been doing it their whole life. Mm-hmm. If I saw a guy climbing up the side of like a cliff around here on a lake.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 30 feet up.
Okay.
And that's not tremendously high, but
it's probably high enough, yeah.
That's badass.
Okay, you're impressed by that.
You're not?
You wouldn't say that guy's stupid and dumb and he looks
awful. Well, they're all stupid and dumb, but if he's actually doing it, I am impressed that he's going to try it.
I think we're all finding out the things Tommy secretly wishes he was tough enough to try.
Yes.
Okay. We got a lot. I guess it's hard to agree with those things, but those are all out-of-the-way extreme things.
Well, that's what most extreme things are, cool things are.
Let's start a little more simple, right? What if we started with car racing? An old guy with a big old head, is he just as cool as...
So he wants to go down to, like, Canandaigua and do, like, dirt track racing.
Or like, street racing, like some 21-year-old kid, that 20-year-old kid that's outside of, like, the Walmart. Would that 65-year-old guy, 18-year-old guy, do they both look as cool in the driver's seat ready to race?
I think so.
Yeah, because the car kind of adds to the coolness of it.
Yeah, but he's not going to have like what the cool kids think are cool.
Yeah, but his car's probably in better shape.
Oh, look at you here.
He's got bang.
Here comes old man. See, now you're biased.
Because you're coming down with your hoopty BMW.
Hoopty BMW.
Yeah.
Which was an older car, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say that's cool.
Okay. What about playing most instruments?
Depends.
I think the drums, you always look cool, no matter your age.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of like drummers that aged.
I mean, it doesn't mean
do
you don't look like you've
long?
Aged, but you look pretty cool drumming.
Why do the drummers always die early?
Because they're on drugs.
Yeah. Well, they're all on drugs, right. But it seems to get to the drummers first. To your point, Ringo Starr just put out a solo album, top 10 in the Americana. It was his first ever top 10 solo album. Ringo Starr, pretty cool at his age. What happened?
Like, I'm anti-Ringo.
Well,
it didn't count.
No, I just asked you a question. Is he still cool? Is he as cool now as he
was? It's hard for Ringo to be cool because he never was cool.
Okay.
You're
dressed like Ringo today.
Think of the average guy. If there's a drum set for whatever reason sitting in a bar and some 70, 80-year-old dude just gets up there and starts, you know, going to town on the drums?
That's impressive.
I would be more impressed by piano or guitar than I would be drums.
Yeah, but the drums, I think it's...
It's more physical.
Yeah, it's more physical.
Okay.
So I feel like you could play that, if you're good at the piano, you could play that forever, right? I mean, the drums, like, it just takes a little more out of you.
I get what you're saying.
The coordination you have to play drums is impressive at that age. And I think you get laid.
I would argue, no matter the instrument, and I get your argument for drums, that when somebody sits down and can play an instrument really well, it automatically takes 20 years off of you.
Well, yeah, I mean, it shows a skill and it's pleasant to listen to. So, yeah, you're performing.
No, but I mean, I'm telling you, like, that person, you can look at them. They will sit down and start playing that instrument, and they are immediately, and I don't know how it works in my brain, 20 years younger. And, for example, like, if you go see a band that's been around for a long time, and they'll walk out, and you'll think, like, that is not what I thought.
Yeah.
And they'll start to play, and if they sound tight, all of a sudden it's 25 years ago.
Okay.
And they look different. If the music is good, they look different.
Because your mind goes back to the day. Yeah, that makes sense.
252 WCMF. We got Facebook messages coming in now. We're talking about Kimmy's dad. A couple of months ago, we had told you how Kimmy's dad wants to learn to snowboard in his 60s. and she was vehemently against this. Jack must have caught this on the podcast over the weekend because he says Kimmy should let her dad snowboard or ski. He's athletic, and no matter how old you are, 18 or 80, you look cool skiing. We're asking, what hobby, no matter your age, will always make you look cool? Tommy has picked skydiving, hand gliding, and cliff diving.
I got another one because I just thought of it because I saw it this summer.
What, astronaut?
No, but
Diego, you idiot.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Old guy, Shatner went up into space.
He just sat there. He didn't do anything.
It's his second time up in space.
First time?
No, second time.
When was the first time?
On television.
Oh, my God.
How about water skiing?
Oh, you'll see that on the lake in the summertime.
Older guy water skiing.
Is his shirt on?
Yes, his shirt's off.
Okay,
did you say on or off?
I said on, but his fantasy took over.
You might have a light vest on, though.
Okay, so you're covering up the man.
Shirtless light vest.
What are you, a pansy, 80-year-old guy? Again.
We don't need a floater showing up in spring. I would say if I saw an older guy, that takes a ton of coordination and strength.
That's another thing my dad thinks he can learn right now.
Water ski?
But he's never done it before.
Ever?
But he thinks he could just hop on there and go.
Is it hard to water ski?
It's really hard to water ski.
I think it's pretty hard to learn.
Can I tell you a story?
I love a good story where you get hurt.
Okay, so my dad, you know, he had his boat.
Yeah.
And my dad is a very good water skier, at least was when I was a kid. He could barefoot water ski.
Yeah.
Right? So, first time I'm ever going to go water skiing, we're at Canisius Lake, and I've got to be like 12.
Yeah.
And my dad tells me, I'm in the back of the boat. He goes, whatever you do, don't let go.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever you do, don't let go. So, boat guns it, takes off.
Yeah.
Right? My skis fly off. I am being dragged underneath the water. I'm looking
up. Well, you were in the parking lot. It doesn't count. So basically you're getting dragged underwater.
Yes, underwater. And I'm looking up, and I can see, like, the sky and the sun underneath all this water.
Yeah.
But my dad told me, don't let go. So I'm holding on for dear life, and I don't know what I think is going to happen. It felt like...
Well, I know what he was hoping was going to happen.
Bro, I almost, like, legit, I thought I was going to drown.
Man, you got one hell of an enema.
It was from the front.
No, it goes all the way through.
Oh, is that what... That's called drinking? How do you take enemas, you idiot?
I'm doing it wrong?
No, but I'll be okay. To your point, if my dad could still water ski at his age in his 60s, I think I'd be impressed.
And there's guys that do. You know, there's guys that grew up around that lake. They've had these lake joints their whole life, and they still do it.
Well, to your point, 252 WCMF, Jeff's on CMF. Hey, Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, Duffy?
Good, Jeff. What's up?
So let's forget badass guys. How about badass women?
Oh.
Every year, my wife slaloms around our lake on a water ski. She's 64 years old.
Damn!
That's pretty badass.
Jeff, does it get you going a little bit?
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah.
Fastest bikini in the county.
Can you water ski, Jeff, or is she the pro?
She's the pro. I can't. I fell off the first time I tried.
She water skis and you don't?
No, but I do other things.
Yeah, what? Being a puss in a boat?
Somebody's got to drive the boat.
That's what every puss says.
There has to be a boat puss.
Oh, I got a spotter.
All right, wait, Jeff,
would be humiliating.
Oh,
why? She's good at it, though. I mean, this like, piss me off. Role,
and he's
right?
turned on. Yeah. Watch it. Let the man get his chubby watching his wife water ski. Jeff, what's the badass thing you do that she's impressed by?
I used to do winter mountaineering. I haven't been up in a couple years.
Winter mountaineering?
We're such pusses,
winter
we don't even know what that is.
Climbing mountains.
So you took a walk.
Oh, he said climbing mountains.
Okay.
Well, okay. Tommy, go up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tommy.
And don't come back.
Up at the top of Mount Marcy sometime.
Yeah.
Wait, you were in Mount Marcy?
Yeah, in the wintertime.
Never heard of it. Not even a top mountain,
only a
man.
Point in New York.
Yeah, stupid. Everyone knows. I didn't know that.
Were you hiding from your wife?
No.
Jeff.
Just hanging with my brother.
Jeff, congrats
even
on your
weirder.
Sexy water skiing wife, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, if I saw an older woman water skiing, I'd go, damn.
That's badass?
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Okay. I love how I really wish Jeff would have made up a more badass thing than what he said.
What?
Taking a walk up a mountain?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Is it hard to do in the winter?
Well,
I don't know enough about any of that kind of outdoor stuff.
He gave that thing a fake name to make it sound tough.
Winter mountaineering?
No, yeah. It probably sounds tough.
It's called hiking. People.
Mountaineering. What does that even mean?
Well,
unless you come
know.
Down with like a bear carcass, you took a walk.
Why would you take a bear carcass
you
down?
You killed it with your bare hands.
Why? With your bare hands or your bare hands?
There ain't a bear I've met or a bikinied woman I have dated. Fastest bikini in four counties.
252-WCMF, 252-926. Again, we're talking about off of Kimmy's dad's wanting to learn to snowboard a couple months
now
ago.
Now he's in a bikini behind a boat.
I can watch that.
Sure you would.
Sports, that was a joke. Activities or sports?
Binoculars.
Shut up! Whether you are 18 or 80, anywhere in between, doesn't matter your age, these make you look badass. Mm. All right, we got Facebook messages coming in. Richard writes us, chess makes you look badass because you're smart. You're impressive at 18, you're impressive at 80, and everywhere
it makes
in
you look like a drunk Russian.
Kimmy, are you impressed by a man that can play chess?
I guess.
Not badass.
Well, I guess we asked cool.
I wouldn't call it badass.
Not even cool.
I think
you're a nerd.
I don't think you're a nerd.
I'm kind of nerdy.
I mean, I never thought of chess as cool.
No.
But I am impressed it's if elitist. You're good at it. I'm
elitist?
Yes.
It's the simplest game you
no,
can...
No, checkers is easy.
Okay, well, no, yeah. As they call it, the Mule chess. No, I mean,
but I wouldn't go, man, that's badass.
Well,
Look at all those old men in New York City playing in his badass park.
In his defense, we did say cool. We didn't say badass. We kind of got flipped on badass when Jeff called us
but
about
this
his sexy
game
skiing
is skill. There's no athletic ability.
No, but so is playing an instrument.
All right.
Ah, checkmate, bitch. That's why I'm cool, because I say checkmate.
All right, so let's say if you... So that'd be like playing poker. Does that make you look cool?
Nah, it's less brain power.
What are you talking about?
I just said it's less
skill and you could lose money.
It's a game of chance, though.
So is chess, in a way.
No. That's why when it's not skill involved, you say it's a chess match.
I don't know.
Like, you know, a game where it's not luck, it was a chess match. You idiot. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, what's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey, John.
What about when the old man says, you know, it's time for me to be a stuntman in an adult film? Is that cool? Or
can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. What adult films are you watching that require a stuntman? Is he banging her on fire?
No, it's about the guy. It's about the guy wanting to be cool
in an adult film
as a stuntman.
Yeah, the old man says, "Yeah, that's what I want to do."
An aging man in an adult film.
John, did you try this? Is that why you're asking?
I'm not old enough yet.
Voice tells me different. How old are you, John?
I'm up there.
Okay, John.
I'm not stuntman material.
What are you going to star in, Frankendong?
It could be.
Hey, the fact that he laughed at that lets you know that joke sucks. For John,
the
thanks.
Return of the Dong.
Great, John. Thank you. Have a good rest of
the Return of Frankendong. I didn't even know they made a sequel.
I have before they made the first one.
Well, one thing old guys shouldn't try is comedy. Maybe stay away from that category.
Oh, what if her old man would just start doing stand-up?
He wrote a set. Everybody should... Do not let your fathers try that.
No, let's say they open mic down at the comedy. We've seen it.
Yeah. And I mean,
let's say your dad writes out a set, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
He's been working on it,
That's terrifying.
Anyway, it's the family to come down.
Yep.
You got to go support your dad.
Listen, I hear my dad's set
going.
All the time. It wouldn't be a surprise.
No, he's got a whole new material.
No, trust me, he doesn't.
Like, two people I would
he's
watch do stand
up
would be your father. And your father.
I got video of my dad trying.
No, I want to see Lance Raw Sunset Strip set right now. I want to see him come up like in a red, like Richard Pryor suit.
Nope.
Shiny black shoes.
You really don't want that.
Ripping it up.
You really don't want that. No, I mean, if they're good at it, yeah.
Well, you don't know.
I would be impressed.
You don't
by that.
Know.
I don't think just trying it makes you cool. Because anybody.
Well, let's say you hit. Let's say, you know, we've seen guys get up first time and have a nice set. You know, 5 minutes, funny.
Yeah. Not, but you would have to have a nice set, which would almost be impossible first time. I mean, you know this.
Good enough.
No,
they're
not got my ass. Come on, man.
That would be funny if you just talked about my son's ass.
Bro, the first time you're up there, everybody sucks, and it feels like you're on fire. It feels like you're on fire. How do you think her dad, my dad, would handle being on fire?
I'm going. I'm in front row.
252 WCMF. Let me run through some Facebook messages here. Dale says yard work. No.
Okay, somebody wrote
yard work.
What do they write?
We also got yoga, which they're not wrong.
I don't want to see some old man doing
yoga. They wrote, I follow a bunch of yoga accounts, and some of those people look badass, and into their 70s, they can do handstands and crazy balance moves. The flexibility is insane.
Do you want to see an old man on all fours? Not in prison.
Other than you?
It's ugly.
I will say, like, anybody good at yoga, it's impressive.
Men?
Men or women.
Well, look, I mean, I've been hearing from guys that are getting older that, like to work out. that, you know, they can't lift weights anymore because their joints are just shot.
Yeah.
Like, they went that direction, and they say it's just as hard.
But that would look badass. Like a,
well, cool. We
a man with
cool.
his legs splayed open.
Well, if you're doing, like, handstands and stuff, like, bouncing on
that
one
would be
arm,
pretty cool,
I mean,
badass.
That's pretty badass.
I don't want to see an old man upside down.
First
of all, his balls would be literally in his face. He could choke on his own nuts. And I don't want to see that at the park.
Yeah.
Like an avalanche of nuts coming at him.
Shut up.
Like a ball sack lens like going towards his face.
Well, I'll be
being driven by his penis.
Seeing ball sack. I can't even do Fleetwood Mac now because you had the tank.
Saw my dad just the other day. Was so sad he choked on his sack that way.
That doesn't... Okay, go. We're going to the phones. 252-WCMF. Wait, your mom had a cameo in that song? Jeff, save the show. You're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Actually, Kimmy misheard me. My name's Chaz, but I'm surprised that hockey hasn't been mentioned yet.
Okay, so you say any man or woman, any age, cool play in hockey?
I think so.
Okay, so
I mean, an older person on skates, like moving pretty well, is pretty impressive.
All right, so Chaz, you play beer league, I'm assuming?
I'm the president of the Flower City Warriors.
Ah, okay. What? How old are you, Chaz?
I am 33.
All right, 33. Damn. Now, here's the thing, Chaz. I want to believe what you said. I do want to believe what you just said.
He's the president. Watch your mouth.
Well, yeah, no, that's why he's got his Secret Service coming around to take care of you all in right. a second. Chaz, so I had an experience, because, you know, I love playing hockey.
Mm.
You know how you're out there and you feel badass and you're flying around, there's a wind in your face, right? You're dangling, you're shooting, feels awesome. So they have this thing, and you guys watched it with my daughter's hockey game. It's called Live Barn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you subscribe to it, it's a camera in every rink, and you can go back and watch yourself play. And Chaz, I made the mistake of going back and watching myself, thinking I had done something really cool and athletic, and I was horrified by what I looked like.
How slow you were actually.
Like, I could say I myself do not look cool or badass doing it. I was very disappointed. Chaz, have you watched yourself back?
No, we mainly use Live Barn to figure out who started fights.
Okay, good call. All right. Chaz, listen, man, keep playing. I'm going to keep playing, but I don't think we look badass or cool.
That's your opinion.
All right, well, there goes cool playing, Chaz.
I guess because it's so common around here, I wouldn't look at it as badass.
I will say this.
It's like something more unique.
Chaz, we lost Chaz. If an old guy like in his 60s, 70s, or 80s can like skate, I'm impressed by that.
Sure.
It's badass.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just like being able to like move around and look like you're... You know what you like? You live on those skates.
Okay,
is impressive enough for me.
All right, well, good. I finally impressed Kimmy with something. You feel that, Tommy?
Yeah. What is it?
That's vacation.
Oh,
it's right around the corner. We are currently in a time in America where most people are planning their vacations
for
spring break or summer. It's always nice to dream, start clicking on things to get you out of the cold weather.
Yeah.
Where we're headed is not surprising. But there is something surprising in this study.
What's going on?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So AAA puts out their annual top vacation plans for 2025, right? And I have the top five destinations in America in front of me.
You probably standards are like Disney.
Well, I got states. Give me one through five. Go.
Florida.
One.
One of the Carolinas.
Nope.
What?
None Carolinas in the top five.
New York City?
New York is three.
Vegas, baby.
Nevada is five.
Okay.
Four.
New Orleans.
How'd you nail that?
Oh.
Super Bowl has to help with that this year with tourism plus Mardi Gras. Hawaii was number two.
Hawaii.
Who's got the money to go to Hawaii? Because you can't even drive to Hawaii.
Right.
And I don't get the benefit of going there or just going down to the Caribbean. It's just the heat and the beach.
I mean, maybe people have DWIs and can't get out of the country.
Oh, that's a good point. And you don't have to worry about going through customs.
It's an island of drunks.
So here's the thing. With Florida, Hawaii, New York, Vegas, Louisiana being the top five, not surprising. But what is, Tommy, according to AAA, most Americans are not going on vacation for as long as they can.
Oh.
AAA found Americans leave more than combined 600 million work vacation days unused.
Damn.
Meaning that if we were to include every man, woman, and child in the U.S., the average American is eating two vacation days a year.
So we're taking shorter vacations.
Yes, and it's actually higher, seeing as we can't count kids and some folks don't get paid vacation. So it's very possible that the average American worker that gets paid vacation days is leaving three vacation days on the table every year.
Well, you may not be leaving them, but you're not going anywhere. You're doing a staycation.
No. We're not using the vacation days, period.
Okay.
Done. End of story.
Wow.
Anyone want to take a shot as to why? 252 WCMF?
Well, I guess I could understand you if you have kids, you're probably planning your vacations around what they have available.
So school breaks.
School breaks, and you know, you may be limited for how many vacations you could take anyways due to like their sports and stuff like that.
Okay, so, that's a good call.
So maybe, you know, because your kids can't really take that many days to go off somewhere, then you're probably not taking as many days from work either.
But you got all summer when the kids are off.
Yeah, but if they play any sport soccer, in the summer, yeah, you're at a tournament every weekend.
But that's always been the case, right? You always had kids doing something.
I don't know. Travel sports is a
maybe
new
it's
monster.
Worse now?
I mean, look, I mean, there are some parents. I was at a tournament with my daughter over the weekend. I left right after work on Friday, came home yesterday in Ottawa. There were parents that left on Wednesday and went Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm. How?
I don't know. I mean, they have jobs where they don't embarrass themselves on the radio, I guess.
So, oh, okay.
I don't know. But no, I mean, to her point, you're right. There is a big investment.
It's also the expense.
So you're telling the added cost coming with days off?
Well, you know, vacations are like, you're paying like top dollar for every goddamn thing you're doing.
True. True.
But that's got to hurt.
Okay, you know, you're right. I would understand not taking those 3 days to stay on vacation. But not just to take them and lay around the house?
So the staycation, if you've ever done it, and I think everybody has, it always turns into home projects.
Okay, can I just time out real quick? I do want to point out, before you go off on staycations, you think staycations are for trashy people.
Well, it never works out that well, yeah.
But go on, I'm sorry.
But only the best trash. But every time you take a staycation, you end up just doing stuff around the house.
Okay.
You'll end up buying something you needed, or you have to fix it. It never works out where you're going to treat your house like an Airbnb.
Okay.
It's impossible.
And to your point, even if you manage to go out every day, I mean, just walking out the door on a day off costs you $50.
Well, yeah, you're going to go out to lunch, you're going to go out to dinner.
Exactly. I mean, just putting gas in the tank, you can do nothing. It's going to cost you $50 to leave the house.
On top of everything else you have to do because you're home.
So we're at a point in American history then, if our theory holds true, that it's too expensive not to go to work, even though we're going to get paid to not go to work.
Right.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But I think we're one of the few countries that doesn't take vacations.
Well,
most of those other like developed countries take vacations.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Europe, right? They get like months off.
They're never on
holiday.
What? Yeah, like that. They say it like that.
Holiday.
Going on holiday.
What are you doing?
But she's right. They even call it a holiday.
Yeah. It's the first time Kimmy's ever tried a voice outside of making fun of Tommy on the air, and we were here for it. And now I wish I wouldn't have killed her because she's not going to do it again because I've ruined her confidence.
Yeah.
What other nationalities could you do if they were going to go on vacation?
I don't know. What else do they call it? I only know holiday.
Let's go with holiday in Russia.
I don't know.
Ah, see, I ruined it.
You think your holiday is scattered?
Holiday for them is a trip to the border of Ukraine right now. No, I mean, I don't know, man. Like, it's, I get it. I understand not wanting to be away from work and the stress that comes with feeling like you're disconnected. Yeah. The stress that will come with the work that you know will be there waiting for you because it's not like someone else
just piles
up.
You.
But at the same time, like, you know, everybody's working for the weekend and you have a literal weekend that we're all leaving on the table.
And it pisses you off when you see other people taking vacations that they're posting them.
Yeah.
Because then you feel like you're missing out.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
Too.
You don't have to.
I think, yeah, you're right, because I would think people would be taking more vacations seeing everybody else doing it.
But then you go, I can't afford that.
252-WCMF. Again, AAA puts out their annual top American vacation plans for 2025. And the destinations here in the States, not surprising, Florida, Hawaii, New York, Nevada, and Louisiana, top five. But again, the study shows us that Americans combined leave 600 million work vacation days unused, meaning that if we take out children, right? And people that don't get paid vacation, we're probably leaving around 3 days per person of paid vacation on the table.
Yes.
We've also seen studies that show, because our workplace switched to that unlimited vacation.
Yeah.
We could take a day off whenever we want.
Mm-hmm.
Companies that switched to unlimited vacation found that their employees took far less vacation than if they had days that were assigned to a vacation.
Yeah, so you're not even, you're given a... The leash is off and you're still sitting there.
I would love to see somebody push it as far as it'll go just to see where that line breaks.
Oh, how much you could take?
I'm taking 2 weeks off every 2 months.
Yeah, because that'll be the flag.
But it says in whatever I'm signing or employing, I have unlimited vacation.
Well, that's what I wonder if there are more, there's more hesitation to take it, if everybody's taking it at the same time or, you know, like depending on what your job is, you may have to stagger it. Which would also lead to people taking less vacations.
But we shouldn't have guilt. And look, I say this having guilt, right? Mm-hmm. Leaving and going on vacation, right? But like, we have a very unique job where I just love hanging out with you guys and doing it. It's great, right? But like, you know, if you have a job that you don't like love,
it's a grind and a lot of pressure. Yeah.
Why do you feel guilty? Why?
That extra day isn't going to matter.
It's been pounded into our heads since day one.
Maybe we should fix it.
We should. We should rise up.
No, I'm not saying right.
Take off vacation.
All of a sudden, we're having a revolution. I was just saying don't feel guilty.
But I came in here the other day, and I did exactly what you're talking about. I saw a kid on vacation. Mm-hmm. I go, man, you see what that kid is now?
You did do that.
Yeah. I go.
And we crushed him.
And that's like his second vacation of the year.
Yeah, yep, you're right.
And he's in fancy ass. I was getting.
You were getting jealous.
I'm pissed. I was beyond jealous. God damn, man. Yeah, punk ass kid living it up.
But that could be you. Yeah. Nothing's stopping you.
No.
Yeah, you know what stopped me?
What's that?
My social security check.
For God's sake.
They're cutting it back. You hear that?
What'd you hear?
It's getting cut back.
It's come back?
I'm going to fix the income.
It's all right. Just go to Canada. Everything's okay up there.
I got to take my liver pill. And you know my liver needs its pills.
Take my liver pill. You sound like my basset hound. Does your wife put it in cheese so you'll eat it? No, I'm sorry. Put it in fennel. I want to eat cheese. Get fat.